Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning Devotions with Mark Campbell. Hopefully, the rooster has awakened you this morning. Thought I'd add a little humor in there for you this morning. Today, we're going to read from the book of Psalms, chapter number 150 and verse number 6, and it simply says, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord." And so, today, I want us to think about that. I want us to think about worship. Today I was reading in the book that the men are using in Sunday school. The chapter we are studying right now is on the discipline of worship. The title of the book is Disciplines of a Godly Man. So in this book, the book is discussing worship, and the author explains that the word worship in the English language really means worth-ship. So when John 4:24 says that we are to worship God in spirit and truth, what we learn is that we are to praise God's worth. Worship Him, give Him worth-ship in spirit and truth. And when we worship God according to the truth, it will draw our spirits closer to God. And so I just want to think about today, I want to think about that worth-ship. Think about the things in life that people attach worth to. You hear things like, well, how much is that car worth? The word worth means importance or valuable qualities. Someone may also describe something like this: that's not worth very much. So when we are talking about worth, we recognize that we are attributing value to something. So to what do people give value today? I know people think about their net worth, the value of their assets versus their liabilities. They may think about a career that has value. To become a doctor is a career with great worth. Or they might attribute worth to a position in a company or to an heirloom. Many things have great worth in the minds of people today. But what about you? To what do you attribute worth? We will worship the things that we give great value or worth. So our text today says, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord." And so we're to praise the Lord because we attribute great worth to God. If you see the worth of God, you will praise Him. But why is He... So let me say that again. If you see the worth of God, you will praise Him. But why is He worthy? Well, in the book of Revelation, chapter number 4 and verse number 11, it says that the Lord is worthy to receive glory, honor, and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. So today I want to encourage you to look at the creation of God and allow the value of His creation to stir your heart to love and worship Him. What can you see today in creation that will draw you to worship? A good way to develop a devoted heart to God is to look for the glory of God. Oh, we all love newborn children, don't we? When to see that fresh life and that innocence that's come into the world that causes us to think about the glory of God, that a new life has come. Another thing I used to have out behind my house up on the hill, a hawk that made its nest in a dead tree, and that hawk would open its wings and it would float upon the breezes and circle long minutes without ever flapping its wings, and that would draw my heart to think about God. Or maybe it's the moon, which causes you to think about the glory of God as you think that God has hung the moon and the stars and the planets on nothing. Many things in creation will help you to see the glory of God and give you a reason to worship Him today. So today I want to encourage you to do that. I want to encourage you to find a way in God's creation to see the value that He has and allow the value that you see in God to cause you to worship Him. Also, we see in Revelation 5:12, not only is it the creation, that God has created all things, that he is worthy of glory and honor, but it says, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor and praise. We can also be brought to the place to worship God as we think about salvation. We think about the fact and we ponder on the fact that God chose to die for our sins. That he knew our sins. This amazes me. God knew Mark Campbell. He knew who I would be. He knew the sins that I would commit. He knew all of that, and still yet the Bible says that he loved me before the foundation of the world. And if you're born again today, you know that God has loved you before the foundation of the world. Ponder that for a minute, that God loves you in spite of who you are, and he has taken your sin upon himself. He's dying for you on a cross. God is worthy to receive glory and honor and praise. And then a part of that, that he chose us before the foundation of the world. Before he spoke this world into existence, he knew us and he chose us. Of Jeremiah, I believe it was, he said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee and hath ordained thee. The same is true of you. If you are born of God, ponder that for a minute and you'll recognize that God has great value and he is worthy of your worship. And we could go on and think about salvation and all the different aspects of salvation, justification and forgiveness and redemption and regeneration and all of those things and our future glorification. The security, the assurance that we have of salvation. On and on, we could talk about the worth of our salvation, and we could recognize that we have those promises because the Lamb was slain, and because of that, the Lamb has great worth. And so our hearts can be stirred to worship God as we think about the worth of the Lamb that was slain. We have many reasons to give God worship today. So today I want to pray that God will fill your heart. He will fill your heart with him as you seek ways to give him glory, as you seek ways to give him worship. So today, Lord, I thank you that you are worthy of our praise. Lord, many of us, many in this world give value to things which have no eternal value. Help us to see today the things in this world which have real value. Forgive us if we give value to the things that we should not. Lord, fill our hearts with joy as we see you in creation. You are the great creator. Your wisdom designed this world. The intricate details of how you hold the world together amaze us. Help us to look for you in creation today. Help us to see your worth. Also today, Lord, help those who may be depressed or discouraged to recognize if they are born again, they are one of your children. Lord, you loved them before the world began. Help them to see their value to you as they recognize your love for them. Fill their hearts with awe and praise. Lord, they're valuable enough that you chose to die for them and give them eternal life. And so therefore they will never perish. Lord, you are truly worthy of our praise. You have great worth. Help us to praise you today. And Lord, my heart is just now sort of turned to those who are watching on a daily basis, those who are listening to the podcast on a daily basis. And Lord, I don't know what some might be going through, but Lord, my heart is turned to them. I pray, God, your blessings upon them. Encourage the downhearted, strengthen the weak, heal the sick, comfort the brokenhearted. Lord, I pray your blessings upon those that are daily listening to this program. And I thank you, God, that we know that you love us and you care for us. And Lord, even though I don't know the specific needs of those who are listening, Lord, I know you do. And so I pray that you will meet those needs. I pray, God, that you will cause all of our hearts to be filled with awe as we think of you. I pray today as we go out throughout our day that we will truly give you worship because you are truly worthy of all our praise. Thank you for loving us. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Till tomorrow, Pastor Mark Campbell saying, I pray you have a good day, and we'll see you tomorrow.